Judging and Boasting, James Lesson 10. In Lesson 9, we talked about what it means to be submissive to God. Today, we will discuss judging and boasting and some other topics in practical Christianity. So far, the study of James covered most of the problems found in the church and us as individuals. In the last 9 lessons, we have covered faith through trials, temptation, being doers, and being impartial. We've also covered what saves, the untamable tongue, fighting and quarreling, friendship with the world, and being submissive to God. Today we are going to dive into verses chapter 4, 11 through 17 of James. Slander and judging. I love how James gets right to the point. He is dealing with how we as Christians deal with one another. So often we say things about a brother or sister without thinking that we are judging them. We're just stating the facts, and they may even be true. James steps on us by saying, "Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it." Did you ever consider that you were speaking against the law when you said something about another's actions? I'm sure you did not. But in fact, when you judge their actions by your standards, you make yourself the judge. He says that you're not to be the judge. And when you try to be, you speak against the law and judge it. That's verse 11. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but setting in judgment on it. You and I have no right to judge either a person or the law. God gave the law to help us grow in a relationship with Him and others. If we keep the law, we find that our relationships improve. We're respected, and people come to us seeking advice. James points out that there is only one lawgiver and judge. Therefore, God does not need our help in this regard. The apostle makes it very clear in the 12th verse. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? But who are you to judge? The teaching is clear to anyone who listens that judging others is wrong and will result in God dealing with you. James' message is clear and backed up with other scriptures, such as the one following. Jesus warns us not to judge others also in the following scripture, in Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Jesus says, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." So to start, let us commit not to judge anyone. These witnesses tell us that it is wrong, and deep in our hearts, we know it is wrong. So let us refrain from talking about or gossiping about anyone. We probably have the facts wrong anyway. Even if we think we have the wisdom to interpret Scripture and see something we believe is wrong, let's praise God, take a pause, and remember what Jesus said. Do we want to judge? Do we want to be judged in the same way? What is it about us that makes us want to judge others? Would it not be better to let God be the judge? Judging is a lot like boasting. We're not the ones in charge. A lot of times we boast about what we might do tomorrow. Planning is good. We all make plans about what we hope to accomplish. It could be planning to get married, buy a home, or many other things. Planning is not a sin. What is a sin is pride that says you will do this or that without considering God. We're not in charge of our life. God is the one who controls our destiny. Only He knows if we will be able to complete our plans. The 13th verse in this chapter says, "Now listen, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money.' Scripture points out the fallacy of such statements. We need to approach life with a clear understanding that our life is in God's hands. As the following verse says, "You are a mist that soon vanishes, and we do not know when that will be." Verse 14 says it like this, "Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Fix this point in your mind, and it may change the way you live your life. Things of this world are not as important when we consider that we will only be here for a short time. It is more important that we choose to govern our lives by what Jesus wants of us. What then is the correct approach to what we want to do? James says in verse 15 and 16, "Instead, you ought to say, 'If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.' As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. Anything more is boasting, and all such judging and boasting is evil. Your whole life as a Christian should be prefaced with, 'If it is the Lord's will.' You do not have to express it in words, but it sure needs to be in your attitude. If you know to do good." Our lesson today has discussed slander, judging, and boasting. But in the 17th verse, we're going on to what we ought to do if we know what is good. For much of our lives, teachers tell us what is wrong that we're not to do. These things often include: do not kill, do not steal, do not commit adultery. Of course, these are sins, but we don't like to talk about another kind of sin, the sin of not doing what is good. James gives here in the 17th verse, "If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them." The above scripture makes it clear that when we know something is good to do and fail to do it, we are guilty of sin. In conclusion, James makes it clear that we should not only stop judging and boasting, but we should also seek to do those things that are good that we know to do. So we have a lot of work to do this week, and really the rest of our lives. Sin keeps coming back, and we will need to deal with it again and again. We must always watch our tongues and think before we speak.